are a guest with us today, we would like for you to fill out a little guest card that's located in the pew in front of you and just put that in the offering plate when we get to that. If you would, open your bulletins to see several upcoming events that we have in April and this week. There are some dishes that have been left from yesterday's wild game dinner. If you want to, like, get those after service, that'd be great. 3 weeks from today is Easter, and we're planning a different type of celebration with maybe some possible changes in our service times, which we will share more information next Sunday. If there are no further announcements, then we'll get ready and prepare our hearts for worship.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for letting us all come today to worship today. Pray for the ones at home that couldn't be here with us. Open our hearts for Claire's message this morning, and go with this week to let us have a serving heart. All this name we ask, amen.
By now you probably figured out it's Youth Sunday, right? And what more appropriate day than on Youth Sunday to have a parent and child dedication? We do it down here. We do it at this altar where significant decisions are made. It is what I consider the sanctuary to be a holy place. And the most holy place in the sanctuary is right here. At this time, Grant and Jess, I would invite you to come and bring with you Addie and Mitch. I am absolutely sure that Grant and Jess can tell you, but I want to declare that on November the 5th, 2008, and then again on November the 8th, 2016, the world changed. The world changed big time. And God brought two very special lives that today their parents bring to this place to dedicate them to the Lord. The children were brought to Him, the Scriptures say, that He may lay hands on them and pray. And the disciples, they rebuked the people, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and don't hinder them, for of such belongs the kingdom of God." Grant and Jess, will you pledge to support and to love Addie and Nixon by providing the opportunity for them to grow up in the family of faith with the hope that they will someday confess Christ as their own teacher and their own Lord and their own Savior? If so, will you say, "We will"? The Scriptures say, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it." Recognizing that the home, is the central place where faith is taught and lived, will you, to the best of your ability, and with God's help, provide a loving family environment in which both Addie and Nixon can grow in love and loyalty and obedience to God? If so, please say, "We will." Will you encourage Addie and Nixon to grow in their faith by your words and by your actions so that they may later, when they're older, accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and be received into the full fellowship of the church, fully partaking in the work and the worship of the church? If so, would you please say, "We will." And a special word to grandparents and to all the extended family. I know many are here. There may be some somewhere else. If you would at this time, would you stand if you're a family member here with Addie and Nixon? Blessed is the child who has faithful and loving grandparents. I was blessed with that. Not only do you who stand with this family today thoroughly enjoy and help nurture these precious children in your own unique way, you also are given the responsibility to support their parents in these wonder-filled and sometimes frustrating process we call parenting. To the family, will you likewise pledge to support, encourage, and love Addie and Nixon and their parents through these awesome years to the very best of your ability? If so, will you please say, "We will"?
We will.
And to the church, this room is full, Addie and Nixon, of all kinds of folks who love you. Within the church, no family stands alone. No child is without many aunts and uncles, sisters and brothers. We're here to help bear the awesome responsibility and the exciting responsibility of raising children. Will they grow to have faith in Christ? Will they hear the stories of Jesus? Will His words be encouraged in them that they may walk by faith? Will they be forgiven when they fall and challenged to one day undertake the greatest journey of all, to follow Christ in baptismal waters and beyond? The answer to those questions, that's a big part of the mission of our church, isn't it? Would we as Flat Springs Baptists take that, recognize the awesome stewardship we have to Addie and Nixon and to their family, to be the spiritual family to help them raise these special gifts, Addison Rebecca Smith and Nixon White Smith. Church, if we will commit to love, if we will commit to teach, if we will commit to support these newly dedicated lives to the very best of our ability, would you please now stand with this family? We may have guests. Would you stand with us also at this moment? Symbolically now, the church stands with you with this tremendous responsibility and this precious gift that God, precious gifts that God has entrusted to you. Now may I offer a prayer of dedication. Heavenly Father, truly every time a child is born, the world changes. We're grateful for Addie. We're grateful for Nixon. We pray, Lord, for Grant and Jess as they have received this responsibility, that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them, you would guide them, you would challenge them, you would bless them, that they might be the best parents they can possibly be. Not only those physical parents, not only those school parents, not only those problem-solving parents, but also those spiritual parents who will raise their children up in a way that when they're old, they shall never depart from you. Bless them, O Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Church, you may be seated. I'd like to ask Tom to come as one of our deacons and part of your deacon family ministry, present to you a couple of items.
If you would all stand with me and turn to page 15, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Thank you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for blessing us with another beautiful Sunday morning and for the privilege of us coming to your house and worshiping you, Lord. Continue to bless those as you see fit and take these tithes and offerings to further your kingdom. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off with a Bible verse. It's found in Mark 7, verse 5. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked to him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?"
So one day, I recently went to Jimmy John's for lunch. Have you guys ever been to Jimmy John's? Or Subway? Yeah, that's good. I was in line as I was watching the man behind the counter make my sandwich. I noticed he was wearing disposable gloves like these. You ever seen these? Yeah. I thought to myself, that's good. I'm glad he doesn't make my sandwich with dirty hands. That's disgusting. The man behind the counter used the same gloves to do everything behind the counter. I began to wonder, are these gloves any cleaner than his hands would be? People today are concerned about having clean hands. Since soap and water might not be available to many people, people carry packages of these, like, disposable sanitary wipes or small bottle of hand sanitizer to make sure that their hands are clean. That is a really good idea. After all, as my mother used to say, cleanliness is next to godliness. Or is it? One day, a group of Pharisees came to Jesus. "We have noticed that some of your disciples are eating without washing their hands," they told Jesus. "Why don't they follow our tradition of washing their hands before they eat?" "You bunch of phonies," Jesus answered. "Isaiah must have been talking about you when he said, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.'" Then Jesus called the people to gather around and listen to what he had to say. "All of you listen. It's not what goes into your body that makes you unclean. It's the bad words that come out of your mouth." The people of Jesus' day were more concerned about having clean hands than a clean heart. Clean hands or a clean heart, which is more important?
Guys, let's pray. Heavenly Father, forgive us for the unclean thoughts. Create in us clean hearts to honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
cares, I will lift my arms. Ooh, I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you. Let me feel your joy. Ooh, I wanna know you, I wanna find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you.
And turn with me to page 579 to sing Shine, Jesus, Shine. Jesus, shine.
Thank you. Bible. The scripture is Psalms 51, 1 through 13. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away my iniquity and cleanse me of my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in this verdict and justify when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me, and yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let my bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressions your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you.
Good morning, and welcome to Flat Springs Baptist Youth Sunday. Thank you all for coming to support us this morning. It's really helpful. Last Monday was the first day of spring, and not only was it spring, but we're in Lent. And Lent is when you give up something that is interfering with your relationship with God and replace it with something to strengthen your relationship with God. So for me, I gave up fast food. And for those of you who don't know, that's a pretty big deal because I love fast food. So I've been strengthening my relationship with God by saying a prayer every time I think about getting fast food. It's a lot harder than you think. But since it is spring, too, most people are thinking about spring cleaning. So my question for us is, what area of our life do we need to do some spring cleaning in? Our scripture for today is Matthew 6, 19 through 24, and verse 33. Verse 19 says, Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moths nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is this darkness? No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And verse 33 says, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So in this scripture, Jesus warns us about our stuff. He warns us that moths can eat it and rust can destroy it, and that thieves can break in and steal it. He also reminds us that being focused on him instead of our stuff will keep us on the right path to heaven. Jesus knew our stuff would interfere with our relationship with him, just like he says in verse 24. He says, No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And according to Webster's Dictionary, the definition of stuff is materials, articles, or activities. So a good question to ask ourselves is there anything that is becoming our God? So this weekend I was watching an episode of Hoarders on TLC, and this woman named Kay had her house full of what she thought was treasures, but it was all just junk and trash. If you walked into her house, you had to climb over all this stuff, and you couldn't see the floor, or you couldn't see the counters or anything. And so her daughter finally convinced her to clean up her house because it was unhealthy for her. And as they were cleaning, they found a copperhead snake living in her stuff, or living in her room. And you could say that this is a deadly serpent living in her treasures. So I ask, is there a deadly serpent living in our treasures? This question leads me to ask, how are our earthly treasures affecting us? One of my points is time. How much time are we planning to spend with God? In the morning, we could plan an extra 5 minutes to maybe sit down and do a devotion to get closer to God. Or if you're like me, and that 5 extra minutes is crucial, then you could just listen to Christian music on the way to school and just think about God. Doing this will set the tone for your day and will help you to start your day off on the right note. One of my other ideas is listening. Are we actually listening to God? One of the problems that I have is I'll be sitting in church and I think I'm listening to the sermon and I think I totally understand it and everything. And then I'll walk out the doors and I can't remember a single thing that happened. But what probably happened was I was thinking about where am I going to eat? What am I going to wear to school tomorrow? What's the weather out? Or for guys, it might be who's going to win the basketball game tonight. So we might say that we're listening, but I don't think we actually are. In Psalms 46:10, it says, Be still and know that I am God. We need to sit in silence and just listen to God and hear what he is saying to us to fully understand him. and to fully comprehend what he's trying to get through to us. So we can't be thinking about who's going to win the football game or who's going to win the basketball game or what are we going to eat, who are we going to talk to tomorrow, because it'll interfere with our relationship with God. I want to leave y'all by asking, where do we need to do some spring cleaning? Maybe with our friends or our minds or our hobbies. We might have some friends that are influencing us in the wrong way. Or we might have some bad thoughts that we need to get out of our brain and just focus on God. Or our hobbies might get in the way of what we need to be doing. We might need to say a little prayer or read our Bible for like an hour before we watch the basketball game. So in the episode of Hoarders, Kay was so relieved and happy when her house was just clean. And when she could see the floors and she could see the counters and she could just walk through her house without having to step all over everything. Just like how we will feel relieved and happy when we clean our lives and we get rid of all the stuff that is interfering with our relationship with God. We need to replace our focus from our earthly treasures to God. Just like in verse 33, where it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Doing this, we need to let go of thinking about the food that we're going to eat, and we need to quit thinking about the draft pick that we're thinking about, and we need to let this stuff quit cluttering our lives and our focus. I'd like to end today by saying a prayer, so please bow your heads. Dear God, thank you for the season that we know as spring. Today we have been reminded that spring cleaning can make the rest of our lives better. Now, as we come to make decisions for you, would you help us to see the areas of our life in which we need to do some spring cleaning? In Jesus' name, amen. Our hymn for today is page 182, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And our pastor will be at the front if anyone would like to make a decision publicly. And may each of us make some decisions privately as we stand together and sing.
Didn't our youth do an awesome job today? Well done. Claire, I'm going to ask you to come join me. Claire worked very, very hard on this message, as they did on Sunday school classes. I think our leadership that helped them get ready. And how words today God used you to say to us, because I'm sure each of us could do some spring cleaning spiritually, speak in our hearts and lives, and God can make us fresher to the rest of the world. It is so good to see Jamie here with us in worship today, and her mom and family. What a blessing. We continue to pray for her. One sad note I need to share with you is that you notice on our prayer list the name of Patricia Neal. She passed away last night, so we want to be keeping that family in our prayers in a very special way. Well, in the unlikely event I ever kept y'all a little long, I'm giving it all back today, okay? So I am ahead at this point. For the youth to do what they've done today is big. I remember doing it. And God using that time to begin to speak to me about what God had in store for me. So I am always honored when our youth take these roles of leadership and they learn some lessons about how worship flows, and it can be a challenge at times. And I like to think we make it look so easy, and they get to realize it's not always as easy as it looks when they have to do it. Of course, they're not used to doing it either, but they did a great job. And now, as we leave this place, may we do so in God's peace and in His power and in His abiding presence, that we might be His people in the midst of all this. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, might we look at something we need to give up? Might we examine something we need to change in our walk, in our habits, in our thinking, in the way we connect to You, as Claire and Your Word have reminded us today, that when we leave this place and we go on with life that waits just outside the door, we might leave with a fresh message, that we might indeed make those changes that might change a family member or a neighbor or a co-worker or someone we go to school with. God, You go with us from this place. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.